go on the four wheelers. And it's kind of fun, you know, to see these places. But there's no sign of the mill up there now. It's all obliterated. But see, the whole family used to go up there and stay in the summer.
Uh-huh.
Well, Dad and all of them and my aunts would go up there and stay. And, you know, they had a real picnic, you know, up there. And I guess they all worked. But they told me the instance where Grandfather was up there alone. And he walked out and looking down in the creek. And somebody called him. And he went back and he never could find anybody. But when he went back, that creek bank had all slid off. Now this was told to me, I think, by Dad, that this was really happened. This was a distinct voice that called him back, and when he went back, this here bank had slid off.
Oh, wow, he was just saved.
Yeah. But he was the one that started hauling the pastures up from the depot. But he died when Dad was 14 years old. So Dad, 14 years old, he took this over, took the farm over and everything, and started doing all this work. But Dad was real husky, he was real strong, and he was the kind of a fellow that everybody liked, you know. He used to smoke cigars.
I didn't know that.
See, when he'd go and pick these pastures up and haul them up, then they'd give him a cigar.
So he started
smoking cigars. But
so what did his wife think about that?
Oh, she was after him all the time, getting him to stop. But, you know, it was funny, then he'd stop. He'd start smoking when duck season started. As soon as duck season started, he'd go get a cigar and start smoking. Then he'd smoke all winter, and then in the spring when it got warm, he'd quit.
Really? Every year?
Yeah, he'd do that every year. And then he'd wait and see how long it took Mother to notice that he'd stopped smoking. Or she quit plaguing him about the smoking. But finally, Dad started going to temple. And, well, when they had the, up in the old North Ward, when they had a program there and telling how many had gone to the temple, he was one of the highest that had gone to the temple more times. But he started going to the temple, got active in the church, and never smoked again.
Wow. When you were growing up, did your family read the Bible together?
Not very much. Now, Dad and Mother were young, and they had a bunch of young kids, and they had their hands full. And I don't think they had the foundation to teach us the things that we should have known. Because I can remember when I went in the first grade and this teacher says, let's see how far you can count. Well, I can count past 10 because I've never been taught. But some of those kids could. Now, we were considered one of the poorer families in town. The people that made the money were the people that had sheep. And they were the ones that made the money, and the kids had things that we never had. Now, in all, I was married, Merle and I were married, and left home before we ever had a bicycle in the family. Now, there's 8 kids. Now, this is in the time when a bicycle was what you needed to get down the lake ditch to go swimming. I should have showed you the lake ditch. But the lake ditch did come through just a block above where we stopped.
Uh-huh.
It come right through town, and we went out there, 4 or 5 blocks.